Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Great broadcast. It's been a long time since he's been on. He's the reporter and the director of Money Masters and The Secret of Oz. He's written for a variety of outlets, including USA Today. He has a YouTube channel, The Still Report, and we'll get to him on the second hour. It's an interesting time with the stimulus check. What does that mean? You know, we were told that we're getting stimulus checks, $1,400 or $2,000 or whatever. Now what are we getting? I don't know. We're getting a mask. We're going to get a mask in the mail. That's what they're wondering. Uncle Kevin, of course, is here. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. It's another great day in America. And we're probably going to get a sharp stick in an eye.
No, we're not getting that. We're not
going to take that. That's what they want to give us.
Okay, let me tell you a story. And this is such an important story. I can't even tell you how important this is. For our culture and the way of life and the temper, you know, one of the things about Donald Trump, you know, I told you one of the most important thing he might have done, I've kind of changed my mind a little bit about this. I don't think it's probably the most important, but certainly one of the most important. The most important things Donald Trump did have nothing to do with policy, nothing to do with, any kind of bureaucracy, nothing. The most important thing he did, I thought for a long time, I'm changing my mind slightly, is when the first week when he pointed at Acosta and said, "You're fake news." By him doing that, being the president of the United States, the weight and power and legitimacy of it, it penetrates all of the media. This is one of the reasons they hated Donald Trump, because their brainwashing and their program and their deal cannot overcome Donald Trump. So he's sitting there saying, "You're fake news." What does that mean? So that means America now had permission to look at CNN, all these places, and say, "You're fake news." That's what they did. It gave them permission. The other thing that I think probably is the most important thing that he did is he, and I was talking to a friend of mine, he evened out the playing field. He made it real clear who's on whose side, what's on what side. It became what was murky before now is very clear, or clearer, I should say, not very clear, clearer. That's what Donald Trump did. That's probably going to be the most important thing that he did. The other thing, I've mentioned this before, is, and this is so simple, he didn't wear a mask. And by not wearing a mask, what did that say to everybody? What did that say to the country? What did that, the whole deal? It was so, so, so important. Why do I bring that up? Okay, this morning, yesterday and today, I'm at a place with an elevator. Okay, I go to the elevator. We're waiting on the elevator. A young couple with masks. Have I told you this story, Kev? I don't think I told you this story.
I haven't heard it. No.
Okay, so I'm sitting there waiting to get on the elevator with this couple. They have a baby in their stroller, and they're probably 28, 30, I don't know, something like that. They have their mask on. The baby does not have a mask on. And they the elevator comes, and I go to walk on, and the woman says, "Can you wait for another elevator since you don't have a mask?" I was a little taken back by it. I just looked at her like she had three heads. And then the husband kind of picked up on it and said, "Oh, no, we'll wait, we'll wait, we'll wait." Yeah, you're damn right you will. Okay, good. This is America. I mean, I was like milliseconds away from going off on this lady. So I got on and she goes up. Okay, today, this time somebody's in the elevator. I'm going down. I go to walk in the elevator. What does the guy say? Got his mask on, black mask. Looks like he's, Raiden from some video game or something. And he says, "Since you don't have a mask, will you wait for the," he didn't even say, "Do you mind?" He said, "Will you wait for the next elevator?" I said, "No, I'm in a hurry." And he goes, "Psh," and got off the elevator. Whatever. And I went down and went. This never happened when Donald Trump was president. Never. Why am I saying all this? People like this, these people, this, there's so many facets to this that are so important. One, this idea of mask and controlling and vaccines and the whole thing, they feel so empowered now that Biden is there in that position. They feel so empowered. Two, now they are looking at you because of everything that's going on. And if you're not wearing a mask, they're staining you and putting you into a category, and it is your fault. Notice their language. Since you do not have a mask, since you are not being considerate, since you are irresponsible, since you are a threat to society, since you are a lecherous, awful person, since you are a public degenerate, well, you get off this elevator right now. You see where it's going to go? I mean, you see the progression in their mind. When Donald Trump was president and he didn't wear a mask, this never happened to me. Not once ever. Never. In fact, the one time it almost kind of happened to me, the other people didn't even ask and they got off the elevator. They didn't ask. They didn't say anything to me. They didn't do anything. They just got off the elevator because I had no mask on. Fine, great. Why you inconvenience me? You see? And now that Donald Trump is president or not president or not in that position, you see what happens?
Oh yeah, Biden's on there wearing a mask all the time and sometimes two masks.
So he's telling him about two masks.
He's programming everybody to put them on.
This is a big, big, big deal. The public sentiment and these people who feel this way, they feel empowered. They feel like the next step, they're ready to take the next step in this, whatever that means. The vaccines are part of this. And we're in a different world. I told you that, ladies and gentlemen. I told you how important it was Donald Trump got into president. And I know you guys know this. But I'm trying to get you to see it the same way. I mean, am I wrong? You know, maybe I'm a little wrong, but majority, I'm right about this. This is so important, the perception, since you fill in the blank, since you underline open space, whatever it is, the ability for them to label you and now feel empowered to do so and then to prohibit your activity because of it is growing. This is a big deal.
They're virtue signaling. We're more virtuous than you.
Right. You are a degenerate because you won't wear a mask or because you won't do what they say or because you don't to make them feel
you're
better.
You're dangerous.
You're dangerous because you're irresponsible, whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm. The CDC,
make me sick.
Right. You're ruining my life. You know, stay at home. You know,
Don't bust my ass.
If you're so scared, then stay at home. It's ridiculous. Right. I thought the masks work. If the masks work, what are you scared of?
Yeah, I know. It says right on the box they don't work.
Okay. So the CDC, and this has been a week or so ago, the CDC put out new guidelines for people, and we reported this on the show, and it said that local police should take steps to enforce this. So they put out new guidelines, and they said that local police should take steps to enforce this. Okay, I brought that up, and I don't remember exactly what I said. I don't remember if you said. Do you remember us talking about that, Kev?
Mm-hmm.
And
but I don't remember exactly what you said about it. I remember you brought it up.
I don't remember what I said either, but. Looking at that, the question becomes, who is the CDC to tell police what to do and what not to do? Okay. Why do I bring that up again? The transportation industry, that means buses, planes, majority, buses and planes basically, have now been directed by the administration that they are to enforce CDC guidelines and the TSA has been given authority to a legal law enforcement type powers to enforce these measures. and that if there's any disagreement, to arrest the people immediately of CDC guidelines.
That's okay, true.
This is so bad on several levels. Go ahead. Did you have a thought on this?
Yeah. Well, T.S., you know, there was a shooting in Los Angeles about 5 days ago, and wounded five people and killed one. And the CDC is, making hints that they're really going to, might put detectors in front of all the before you get in the buses, to check for guns, and put TSA on the buses themselves and on the trains themselves to protect the people, to keep the people safe,
Safe, yeah, safe.
That just ties right in. They're just gonna put the kibosh on us, lock us all down.
Well, that's what they're trying. I'm not gonna say that.
Yeah,
that's what they're trying.
Yeah, Biden said they're gonna be lock us down for 5 years.
There are several things wrong with this. Very, very disturbing.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing disturbing is who is the CDC to be creating quote unquote law. That's basically what this is. This is de facto law. This is corporate law, corporate statute.
Yeah.
Not even Congress. This is some.
Yeah, this is tyranny.
It's tyranny. That's what it is.
Absolutely.
Who is the CDC? Go ahead, Kev.
No, I said absolutely it's tyranny, and that's the way we got to take it. And resist it at all, ever possible.
Well, that's why I, next time somebody asks me, be ready, ladies and gentlemen, to have these conversations on the elevators.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
You gotta be careful about what state you're in, because, some states, if you're in Missouri, you're not having a danger. If you're in Florida with DeSantis, I'm sure you're not in danger.
But DeSantis.
It depends on what state you're in. You got to think about, how aggressive you want to be. But the conversation I have with somebody, if it gets to it, goes, do you mind since you're not wearing a mask? Yeah, I do mind. I'm not sick. Well, I want to just be safe. Well, you're wearing a mask, aren't you? You're the one that's sick, aren't you? Or, you're the one that's sick. What do you mean? I'm not sick. Well, you're the one wearing a mask.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm wearing a mask to protect my. Well, okay. Well, then protect. Well, then you're protected then.
Yeah, and you're
so protected. What are you worried about?
Yeah, leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Why, aren't you protected? Well, you're being inconsiderate. Well, sir, you're more than welcome. Since you feel so threatened and endangered, maybe it's best that you wait in the hall for the next elevator.
That's
better. Or take the stairs. That's how this conversation is going to go. And especially in Missouri, there is a Midwest sentimentality, which I love, but the Midwest sentimentality and politeness and kindness will allow this sort of behavior to go on. And you got to figure out a way what's best for you. Like David Icke says, the most important thing that you can do is say no.
That's right.
No,
that's so huge. That's huge saying no.
You've got to figure out a way if you want, you're looking for things to do, figure out a polite way or whatever the way that you feel comfortable to say no to whatever it is and avoid situations where maybe you feel like you can't. There's some situations, getting on a plane. Right now you're
You want to fly, you gotta wear a mask. Right.
I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. I mean, this is the way it is right now. It's like trying to get a constitutional sheriff in Philadelphia right now, or New York City. You're not, in that county.
It ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, I don't want to discourage you. I don't want to ever say never, but, think of some different low hanging fruit. That's not the low hanging fruit.
Yes. And there's a lot more of us than of them.
Well, I don't know about these masks. I don't know what the percentage is. The compliance is crazy. I went to a grocery store, back home, and it's less than 50% probably are wearing masks.
Oh, yeah. Walmart, 35-40%.
Depends on what time of day you go, maybe up to 50%.
If you get the older people tend to wear masks a little more than just the regular, 30s, 40s people, But
so it depends on what hour of the day that you go. But so right. It's less than 50% where we live, but that's
yes,
not
where we are.
You know, the other places I've been, you know, I just went to a place. I was the only person in the store that I saw that didn't have a mask on.
Wow.
The only person and my children. So, you know, you got to kind of, and don't let yourself get overwhelmed. Don't let yourself get discouraged. This is the battle. You want to know what the battle for America is? It comes down to a stupid little, petroleum-based little ear bedangled little paper mask.
Mask, yeah.
That's what the battle for America, that's what it is right now.
Right now, yeah. It's an easy thing to not comply. It's very easy. Stand your ground.
Most places. Yeah. Most places in America, that's true. Some places, that's not true.
And Sharon had the greatest idea on the planet. Have the HIPAA laws right there and ask the lady who wants you to put on a mask, hey, come here. I want to see your license. I want to take a picture of it along with my HIPAA laws. And so I know exactly who to sue.
So I know who to sue if I pass out here by wearing this mask.
Yeah, exactly. That was such a great.
In most states in America, that'll work.
Yes. Yeah. In some states it won't work. You know, they'll just bully you and push you.
They'll call the police.
You pick your fights. That's
right.
The way it is. You pick.
And
your
you fight. Better you better think about if you can do that fight right now. You know, I got a relative, we had this discussion, this has been a while ago. And he said, well, you know, it's really not that big a deal. I don't mind doing it, being considerate, being friendly. I'm like, are you out of your mind? Do you not understand? You're going to friendly yourself right into a cage? They're going to friendly you and take advantage of your good nature right into a cage. Don't you get it? And, he sees a lot different now with everything that's happened in the election.
Oh, yeah.
And blah, 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 and
can't do it.
Yeah, you know.
They're just going to keep on pushing, taking our rights, taking this away, taking that away. Pretty soon we're not going to be able to go out of our house. And that's what they have plans for us. Put us on $1,000 a month and lock us in our house.
The most important thing for liberty on an institutional basis, we've talked about this. We did a replay on the beginning of this week on Sheriff Mack, and we'll probably do it again next week. One of the most important broadcasts, the Power Hour, from 20-plus years, one of the most important broadcasts is Sheriff Mack and John Whitehead back-to-back.
Oh, that was a wonderful show. Yep.
For right now, it is probably the most important for a time there we've ever had since the beginning of the Power Hour. You may disagree. Maybe you're right, maybe wrong, but it's certainly one of them because of what we're doing now. The sheriff.
And his conference.
The sheriff. Right.
Conference.
His conference is coming up at the end of this month. You guys reach down in your pockets and you really help support the last one that was in Virginia. And Virginia, of course, is a key state. We've talked about that with the gun control that was passed in the legislation there in Virginia. And they started to enforce it. And the sheriff said no. And it was dead on arrival. It didn't matter what the governor said. It didn't matter what the sheriff says. It doesn't matter what the president of the United States say. It won't matter what Biden says. It doesn't matter if they talk about federal troops. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What are they going to do?
Correct.
Are they going to come against the sheriff and the posse and the whole of the people? No, they're not.
Yeah, and if they do, they're in the wrong. They're
they're
violating the law.
They're violating the law.
Not you, not the sheriff.
Right. So anyway, the last conference he had about somewhere around 75 sheriffs and then some county commissioners, a couple police officers, you know, what have you. This conference, he's expecting about double. Do you see how this is growing, how important this is?
Yes.
For years, he's been talking about this. For years. And it doesn't – and because I've been going – I'm right in the middle of this. This is the most important thing I can do for liberty other than, you know, pray and get right with God and understand the spirit and try to, you know, better yourself and try to be a person of liberty and of virtue and all those things individually. But if I'm going to expand outside myself, outside my family, the most important thing right now for liberty in our country is the sheriff, a constitutional sheriff. One man can protect literally tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people. So
yes.
The first conference, about 75 or so. This conference, they're expecting double. You see how this is building? I told you about Idaho. Idaho, the sheriffs are, the governor went to the sheriffs. I heard this straight out of the sheriff, one of the sheriff's mouth. The governor went to the sheriffs and said, will you enforce this? I'm going to do this mask mandate. Will you enforce this? This sheriff, along with a few others, said, not only no, but hell no.
Yeah.
That some of the awesome. Others were kind of on the fence, kind of hem and haw and whatever. Probably would have, you know, the others were different levels of conviction. A few of them said, not only no, hell no. And the governor said, well, okay, I'm not going to do it then.
Great. That's absolutely, yeah.
Literally.
And it can spread all around the country.
Right.
That's the
literally
good part
three
about,
or four, you know? Sheriffs stopped the whole state from having a mask mandate.
Yeah.
And so
if you have a county that is mandating masks and then the other county, right next to it doesn't, mandate masks, the ones in there that are mandated are going to be asking, how come they're not, have masks? And
it's not
soon
work.
It'll spread.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
This is the kryptonite. Yeah, you wonder why, you know, in Spain they're beating people on the street. You know, in some places in America they've done some of those things, but, you know, in different countries they're doing this a lot. You know, you don't wear a mask on the street, they'll paw you off in a heartbeat. You want to know why that's not happening in America? Because you have, you know, 10% of the sheriffs maybe. So you have about somewhere around 300 sheriffs in America that are not going to stand for this, that are not going along with this. And it makes it impossible for them to do it nationwide. There's the music. Feel good broadcast today. Bill Still's coming in about a half hour. We got a lot more news. HR 127. You know what that is. Probably need to talk about it on the other side. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. It's it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Where would we be without art? You know, whether it's music or, you know, great paintings. And, you know, why do people like paintings? People like paintings, you know, for money. You know, that's one thing. But if you're talking about, you know, artistically or appreciate them artistically, why do they like paintings? Because paintings make them feel an emotion. So it's a certain emotion that makes you feel. That's why they like it. Music, same way. Why do I like that bass line? Because it makes me feel a certain emotion. Makes me feel happy, I just like it, start tapping my toe, whatever. Makes you feel emotion. This is the difference between mankind and, you know, a snake. We talk about snake, the serpent, Lucifer, you know, mankind has been given this gift of divinity within them. And, you know, it's called the crucifixion of Christ, is also called the passion of Christ. The passion, the emotion, the feeling, the great the great expunging of his emotion of everything he had for his love. You know, snakes aren't that way. They're cold. Psychopaths are not that way. They can smile at you 1 minute and slap you on the back, and the next minute they can cut your throat and not think nothing of it, like a snake. Like a snake. That's why
like our politicians.
Well, yeah, that's why all these, you know, the Whitehead, listen to the interview with Whitehead. Listen to him talking about the statistics about Washington, D.C. and psychopaths. That's why all this, go ahead.
They have the most per square mile.
The most psychopaths per square inch.
The most psychopaths in Washington per square mile. I think anywhere in the world.
Your emotion and controlling your emotion is a lot about your future. And your love and virtue and liberty and anger. And, you know, there's a time for everything under the sun. There's a time for anger. There's time for concern. There's a time for righteous indignation. There's a time to, you know, get fired up. There's a time to be compassion. So all these things are in play. This is what you were born for. You were born for this time. That's why you're here. You know, if you believe in a creator, even if you don't, do you think it's just, you just rolled the dice and happened to be here? This is why you're here. To look at the world, and you've listened to this broadcast for, you know, a lot of years. We've got new listeners, but a lot of years you've been listening to Joyce and now me and other things. Why do you think that is? Now your time, this is your time. This is why you're here. To be able to navigate for yourself, for your family, for those around you, for your loved ones. That you can be a light and be the truth. And you're going to have to figure, you know, the way I do things may not be the way you do things, but you're going to have to figure this out and to navigate them for you and find out what's best for you. But you're going to have to make the decisions. This world, this is the test. It's being forced upon us. We don't have a choice. So you can go along and not participate. You can, but you got to do something. You got to, don't play in their sandbox, as Joyce used to say. Stop buying the twine that is braided to make the rope that we're being hung from. I love that. Stop playing in their sandbox. Build something else. Know something else. We have to be solutions oriented, but we have to be aware too and be able to counteract these things and be aware of them. So that's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. You are the most important audience, per square inch. If you're talking about Washington, per square inch, you're probably the most important audience on, in radio, in this industry. I don't know if you realize that and who this audience is. George and I used to talk about this a lot. And, I hope that, me being on here, that I've been able to maybe broaden your horizons on a few different things about liberty and about these things. And that's really the fight we have right now. It's always medical, but it's always it's all liberty. Even New Jersey, it's all about liberty, about choice. Anyway, I want to tell you thank you for your support. I want to just personally know, we work very hard. We sacrifice a lot to put this show on. It's a pleasure. It's an honor. It's part of Uncle Kevin and I's Cross the Bear, Catherine, the rest of us, to do this. And we all have our own reasons, but threaded through them all is we believe in the information. We believe in your ability to take something from this. Hopefully you're able to put aside my shortcomings and to take something from what we talk about and use it to hone your future, and our collective future that we're together, because we are connected. And those who understand this are, this is the destiny of this nation and this world is in our hands and has been placed there by divinity. And I believe that we will win. Now, what does that mean? I don't know what that means as far as, from point A to point B. Point A being now, point B being victory. I don't know what comes in between. Whatever comes in between, conviction will win.
Well, the best idea so far has come out of David Icke. Just say no for right now.
Yeah, just say no.
Just say no. That's the best for right now. That's the best answer you can possibly say. Do not comply.
We were talking about Sheriff Mack. Oh, support the Power Mall, please, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your support, your purchases, donations. There's a variety of things out there. There's sales. Of course, the heart drops. If you're over about 40 and you haven't tried the heart drops, why? Why not?
Just
try
them
for 2 or 3 months. I didn't have a crease on my ear. Big difference in my life. Big difference. Anyway, Sheriff Mack, the conference is coming up, CSPOA.org. Please donate to. You want something you can do. You're sitting at home and you're not sure what to do. These churches, most of them, I'll say it. I mean, if you want to get offended, get offended. I don't believe that they're worth your tithing. I don't believe God wants you to pay them money. That's not tithe. You want to, is tithe an offering to God? Maybe consider, I'm not going to speak for God, but, consider taking your tithe, and if these churches won't support liberty, go support Sheriff Mack with your tithe.
Absolutely.
Consider, take that to God and see what God tells you to do. There's an option. Tithe to Sheriff Mack. CSPOA. He's putting on conferences that will change this world. Yep. You talk about, it's not religious. Yes, it is religious. Because liberty is religion. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. So if you're not involved in the battle of liberty, you are not involved in religion. You are not involved in the Spirit of God. It is that simple. If you are not involved in furthering liberty, you are not involved in the projecting the Spirit of God. It's that simple. Anyway, anything else you want to say about any of that, Kev, before we get on to HR 127?
Just to reiterate how important the sheriff is in donating. That's one of the answers to Take Back America. One of the biggest answers that you can possibly look for. And the more sheriffs we get, the better chance we have of taking back America. Simple.
Well, the fallback position is your fallback position. I don't know how ugly or not or this is going to get. I don't know. You know, we speculate and we say all these things and we know what things are planned. I don't know. Your fallback position is probably going to be to find a smaller county that has a constitutional sheriff and has like-minded people in it. That's your fallback position for your future if it gets, you know, pretty bad. That's my fallback position. It's probably going to be yours, too. I mean, everybody has to make their own decision in where they're at in America and all that. But in this idea, I've had a lot of discussions. It used to be, well, I'm going to move to Dominican Republic. I'm going to move to wherever. We had that discussion, Kev. What do we?
Yeah, we
what,
did.
What conclusion
yeah,
we did we
one
come
of my
up
friends
with?
Is wants to move out of the United States, and I'm just telling her, don't do it. Don't do it.
Why? Why?
Because they don't have the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
That's right.
Even on the remnants that we have, she's going to have more rights here than over where she wants to go, you know?
And she'll have a better chance.
Yeah,
she'll
have a better chance here. I mean, and it's going to be – this is going to happen all over the world. This isn't just a phenomenon that's in the United States. This is a global governance that they want to bring in, and they're going to try to squash everybody all over the world. So,
and you know, what separates the Dominican Republic or any of these small countries from the United States? You got to ask yourself that question. Is it the Bible? No, there's a Bible in the Dominican Republic.
That's right.
You can read the Bible in the Dominican Republic, and you can read the Bible here. This is why I've been stressing how important this is. Please do not get offended. Please do not send me any stupid emails about this. This is what I'm trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen. What's the difference between the Dominican Republic and the United States? What's the difference? Why is, you know, these towns, why does Idaho not have a mask mandate right now?
Sheriff.
Because a couple sheriffs stood up and said, that's against the law. We're
that's
not
right.
doing it.
We need that all across the United States. And look what McAfee went through, what was it, about 10 years ago?
Yeah.
They went to a small, was it Dominican Republic?
No, it wasn't Dominican. I don't think it was, I don't remember. It doesn't
matter.
It
was some beautiful island.
Yeah.
Some beautiful island. He goes there. He finds out somebody heads, you know, gives him a heads up. There's a plot to steal your money and kill you. He gives those four people that were in on the plot laptop computers. Of course, McAfee knows how to program and he listens to all their plot. So he has to escape, and he dresses up as a woman and walks out of the country. I mean, that's how bad it was, you know? Fascinating story. They made a documentary about it. John McAfee.
You're gonna have a better chance here in the United States.
Yes.
For one reason. Because of the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. Because our forefathers, those racist, terrible, agrarian hicks, ignorant hicks that they've been called, decided that the endowment of your creator is the basis of all law and government's only purpose is to secure these rights.
Yeah.
And they solidified it and codified it into law in the United States of America, unlike any country in the world.
And if you're thinking about moving, the best place to move is where they have a constitutional sheriff.
Yeah, I mean, you're
number one on the list.
Yeah, your fallback position, ladies and gentlemen, you probably should start looking now, and you probably should start. And I'm very, very involved with a couple places trying to push county commissioners getting proclamations about Second Amendment, different things about the Bill of Rights in these counties. You can actually make some hay in some of these places.
You sure can.
And your fallback position is probably going to be one of these smaller counties with a constitutional sheriff.
Yep. And get everybody involved in the county. So you got the numbers plus the law.
And we'll talk about this further as we go along. A lot of things I don't want to bring up and I don't want to say what's going on because I kind of just want to fly under the radar right now because we are making some progress and some headway and some very exciting things, but I don't, I don't want to, you know, they listen to the show. So I don't want to, things are happening and it's good and let's just keep them happening. And, the best way for you to do that, ladies and gentlemen, is, CSPOA.org. Support them.
Yeah. Support, donate.
I mean, think about what it means for 150 sheriffs to be able to get this training and to take it back to all 150. There's about 3,100 counties in America.
Yeah.
So 150 is about 5%.
Once they get out there, it's going to spread. It's just going to spread like wildfire.
Well, the last conference had 75. This one's going to have 150.
150. So and that was 6 months ago, right?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, about 6 months ago. And it's already doubled. So then the next one, 6 months from now, you know, who knows what it's going to.
The spirit of liberty is going to spread
across the United States like wildfire, you know?
Yes. When people realize what this is and what the kind of solution this is. See, why am I the only one? I'm not the only one, but I'm one of the only ones talking about this. Uncle Kevin and I are one of the only few talking about this. Why not? Why aren't some of these other big stations talking? This is a solution.
It is. It's a big solution.
You want to talk about organizing another political party? Give me a break.
Yeah, exactly. The Constitutional Convention. We have to have a Constitutional Convention to fix the states. That's one of the dumbest ideas I've ever heard in my entire life.
I don't know why my little 2-year-old decided to come down here.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hello. There she goes. H.R. 127. If you don't know what this is the bill introduced that's, to say it's gun control would be accurate. Tell us a little bit about what you know about this, Kev, and what, you know.
I really don't know that much about it. I heard about it, late last night, and, supposedly, what they were saying is if you took, this is what I heard. I haven't really delved into it at all. If you were on Prozac, 10 years ago, you can't own a gun because you might be a threat.
All right. Let me give you, since you're so well informed on this, let me tell you a little bit of knowledge about it. Okay. What I've been able to discern so far, for you to buy a gun in the future, you're going to have a psychological evaluation. They have the ability, if they think you're a threat or a psychological problem, just like Uncle Kevin said, you know, you were on Prozac 5 years ago. Well, they're going to come back and say, well, you can't have guns or whatever. It gives them that ability. It's vague, but just like a lot of these things, they're vague on purpose.
Yeah.
They want you to, every gun that you have, they want you to, excuse me. They want you to report it. Every gun that you have, they want you to report. Then they want you to tell them where you store it. They want you to tell them every gun you have and tell them where you're storing it. Well, this is exactly what happened in Australia. And if you remember what happened in Australia, just go look on YouTube or Google, or DuckDuckGo. Yeah. Some of these people plead, whatever you do, America, don't fall for this. You know,
don't fall for it. Oh my gosh. Over in Australia, they were just going to take the ARs away, so they agreed to it, and then all of a sudden they took every gun away, even their antique guns that were worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. They took everything.
Then the ammo, you know, of course, taxes and different things on ammo. I think it's a $400 tax on any gun. Just boom,
yeah,
just like that.
I heard it was a rifle. Yeah,
okay.
But,
maybe
you know,
so.
I like I said, I heard bits and pieces of it, so I'm not sure. But I know it's bad. Whatever it is, it's bad.
Then
you
the enforcement
comply.
Of this, yes. Then the enforcement of this, you know, how to enforce this and what have you. Okay, this is a nightmare. Yeah. I talked to James Fetzer last night because he came on a couple days ago and he's talking about this coup. Now, I'm getting emails. People want to know my opinion about where this is. I'll tell you where my opinion about there's a military coup going on. Steve Pachenik went on Alex Jones and said that there still is.
Yeah, still is.
Different people are saying this. Here's my opinion. And this is my opinion whether I'm talking private or public. My opinion is I'll believe it when I see it. That's my opinion.
Me too.
Now, there are a couple of things that are very curious. One, if Donald Trump is not president or a threat to be president, why is he being impeached? If he's not the president, how are they impeaching him? That's a valid question. Two,
that's a good question.
Two, Fetzer, and we talked quite a bit. He did get me on this situation because I have seen some videos and different things about, Biden, or even if it's Biden or a body double or what, I don't know, but somebody, Biden, being in some kind of sound studio in Culver City from the West Wing. Now, I've seen that. I'm not saying that that's what it is, but there, I'm giving some credence to that because I've seen, you know, what in the world are, in these pictures are SUVs being in the behind Biden in the window in the parking lot right at the White House in the Oval Office. So there's a parking lot right by the Oval Office?
Yeah.
There is no parking lot by the Oval Office, by the way. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Aunt Sharon said the same thing. She said, you know, she knows the White House well enough to know that that's not a picture of the White House.
Right. So so you want my personal opinion? That's my personal opinion. Those two things are very suspicious. So was Biden locked out of the White House? Did the military lock? I mean, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But this idea that do not sit there. This is what I do know.
And rely on these stories that
exactly.
You can't prove.
Right. We can. We have a little bit of time here.
We do.
But you got to act. And the best way I know to act is for you, again, in your own sphere, to think about what you can do in your own sphere. Think about how you can handle these. Think about how you can handle the elevator questions when somebody wants you to get off because you're not wearing a mask. How are you going to handle that? You know, how are you going to say no? How are you going to go to the grocery store and tell them about your, you know, HIPAA laws and you want, you know, whatever. Whatever you want to do. That's one. And two, give some money to Sheriff Mac. It's not cheap. It's not cheap to put on these things and to get this rolling. It's not cheap. And you can't, and it's not like you can say, well, show up if you can. Well, you know, we don't have any money for, I'm not paying for this out of my, no, we got to get you there. We can't be having that. I don't care if the sheriffs are hesitant, whatever. If they'll come there if you pay them, then that we need to get them there. We don't have time to pussyfoot around about this.
So important.
Right. Sheriff Mack needs money to get these people there to help and whatever. If they want to come, we need to be able to get them there. He needs to be able to get them there. America needs to be able to get them there. It's very important.
If the feds come into a sheriff that is constitutional into his county, he can tell the feds, get the heck out of here before I arrest you. That's how much power the constitutional sheriff has. He's the most powerful law enforcement agent in that county, bar none.
Period. End of story.
Period. And with the people behind him, it makes a powerful, powerful union.
Right. And so now you're talking, getting back to, I had a purpose going down that rabbit hole, talking to...
you forgot it.
No, I remembered it. Fetzer, we started talking about H.R. 127, this gun control thing. And he got pretty fired up on the phone. He started cussing, raving. he said, this is going to lead to a civil war. And I tend to agree with him.
Yeah.
America, a certain percentage of America is not going to do any of those things in that bill. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
now,
it doesn't matter. Do not consent. Do not consent, just like David Icke said.
Now, being able to make that decision, you got to think about where you live. You got to think about the ramifications. You got to be smart. You got to, you got to have a legal basis. I'm not advising you to break the law. I'm advising you to know the law and know your remedies. And, this is a powder keg of a situation, big time. The certain percentage of America, no way, no how, no do not pass go, they are not doing any of those things with their guns.
Nope.
And if people push on this, a certain percentage of the what percentage that is, I do not know. I mean, 1% of American population is over 3 million people. Okay, that's more than we have military in this country.
Oh,
So there's about... There are more guns than people in America. I didn't know if you knew that, ladies and gentlemen. There's more. You know, one of the memes, you know, getting back to these memes, how powerful they are. There's more guns than people in America. There's enough, you know, there's billions and billions of rounds of ammo. If legal gun owners were the problem, I think we'd know about it by now.
Yeah, you would think half the country would be wiped out if they were the problem. No,
yeah,
it's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah, there's somewhere around 400. They don't even know.
Yeah,
that's one of the reasons
know.
They want us banned. Nobody knows. There's somewhere 400 million guns in this country.
Our founding fathers said, with guns, we are free people. Without them, we are slaves.
So this is the most important things I want to talk to you about today and how you make these decisions, how you do this. The silver situation, you know, now they're reporting. Go ahead. Tell what you told me, Kev. This is crazy. Quickly. We don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, they're talking about how not to buy silver.
Yeah, don't buy silver. Whatever you do, don't buy it.
Don't buy silver because you're helping the hedge funds because they're on silver too.
They're on the long side. They switch. It's such lies.
I mean, they're just lies. It's outright lies. They're not on silver. They're selling silver. The real price of silver should be around $150, $200 if they stop manipulating it.
Well,
and it's what,
yeah.
26 dollars right now?
Now, you know, last time we talked, we started this silver push, and silver started to push dramatically in one day over $2.
Yeah.
Now it's come back. They're doing everything they can to hold it. Don't stop on this silver. Call Mike.
Stop.
555-334-1111. 555-334-1111. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.